737.
What is up, America? Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural and nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more knowledgeable, you are more and more in control of your body, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side to help clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like acne and psoriasis and rosacea, eczema, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that, by the standards of modern medicine, can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, a regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may say that's a miracle, this healing, regenerating, renewing system is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side. Our number, 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Try to get on board early. Our phone lines fill up quickly. 855-660-4261. If you have a success story, we love hearing success stories. I get tons of them by mail and by phone and by Facebook. Why don't you share your success story with other folks and help everybody benefit from the power of nutritional supplementation? 855-660-4261. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, you can head over to my website, brightsideben.com. Take a special look at the Beyond Tangy Tangerine on our shopping cart. Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a complete multivitamin mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's got tons of nutrients. If you want to read up on it, you can check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. I put a post up there, I think last week sometime, on Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's around $50 a canister. Most folks will notice results like blood pressure dropping, cholesterol levels dropping, weight dropping, appetite suppression, feeling better within 1 or 2 days. It's just $50 a canister. Give it a shot. It's called Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You can find out all about it at brightsideben.com, or you can call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. All right, thanks so much once again for joining us on The Bright Side. We've been spending a lot of time talking about sulfur, which is fast becoming my favorite mineral. Sulfur is an important soil element. It's spewed up from volcanoes out of the earth. It's got atmospheric properties. It's involved in acid rain. It's an environmental pollutant. Historically, I was watching this show on the History Channel about the Little Ice Age. There was a mini ice age that took place in the 14th century. It actually lasted about 300 or 400 years. From the 1300s to around the 1800s, or the late 1700s, and it's thought that sulfur being spewed out from volcanoes was responsible for this mini ice age. Sulfur gas can reflect sunlight and can result in colder temperatures here on Earth. The ancient folks called sulfur the universal life force. I'll tell you about that here in a second. So that's just a couple more things I want to talk about when it comes to sulfur. I want to tell you how you can get more sulfur into your bodies. We'll talk about sulfur in the bones here in a second. Sulfur is a constitutive mineral. It makes up the strength and the constituency, the substance of the body in a very serious way, in a very important way. It's electrical nature. Sulfur is highly electrical. And this electrical nature makes it function like a biological glue. You can think of sulfur as a biological glue. True sulfur's got a lot of chemical roles to play in the body, but as far as the substance of the body goes, sulfur is what glues the body together. Sulfur is critical for building things, for connecting everything in the body together. If we zoom into the interior of our body, we'll find
that all of our parts, our heart, our lungs, our stomach, our pancreas, our spleen, our muscles, our bones, the intestines, all the parts inside the body are hanging together to form one coordinated, integrated system. And all of these parts are kind of hanging together on thick ropes of stuff. Can you picture this? Inside the body, all of the parts are kind of hanging on thick ropes of stuff. We call these thick ropes of stuff tissue. And because these thick ropes of stuff, these thick ropes of tissue connect all our parts, they're called connective tissue. Connective tissue is thick ropes that hold all of our interior organs together. And these thick ropes of tissue, these thick ropes of connective tissue are constantly being broken down and replaced. Broken down and replaced. Out with the old, in with the new. In the Bible it says you can't put new wine in old vessels. And this breaking down process is very important for keeping everything fresh and new and healthy. Fresh and new and strong. It's called remodeling. And it's the way the body assures that all the tissue, the connective tissue specifically, will be new and fresh and healthy and strong. If we're unhealthy, or if we're malnourished, or if we're diseased, or if we're just getting older and aging and elderly, the rebuilding of these ropes, the remodeling of these ropes doesn't take place as it should, and we end up in net breakdown mode. We literally dissolve. As this connective tissue, the connective tissue ropes degrade and are not replaced effectively. The visible signs of aging, the things we know as aging when we see somebody who looks old, are really caused by this breakdown, this failure of remodeling of connective tissue, by a sluggishness, by a failure of the rebuilding, the connective tissue rebuilding process. I got a letter this morning from a gal who wanted some information about her mom's prolapsed rectum. The rectum is a part of the large intestine. It's the last section of the large intestine. And like all parts of the body, it hangs. It's suspended by connective tissue. The word prolapse comes from the Latin phrase meaning to slip forward. Pro means forward. Lapse means to slip. And when a part of the body is prolapsed, it means it's kind of slipped forward. It's basically fallen down. Prolapse structures, as in a prolapse rectum, a prolapse bladder, or prolapse uterus, are manifestations of a failure of connective tissue rebuilding. That means less connective tissue, that means less connecting, and that means prolapse. Connective tissue, when connective tissue stops rebuilding, you end up with diseases like Marfan syndrome, scleroderma, lupus, Sjogren's disease, joint disease like arthritis. These are all examples of diseases where the connective tissue is destroyed and the body structure begins to fall apart. If you want to fix arthritis, if you want to fix Sjogren's, if you want to fix lupus, you got to focus on connective tissue. To fix a prolapse rectum, to fix a prolapse bladder, any prolapse nutritionally, we got to fix connective tissue. Or more specifically, we got to figure out how to turn on the growth and the rebuilding of connective tissue. And I'm going to be giving you some nutritional strategies for how you can stimulate and turn on the growth of connective tissue here in a little bit. Now, if we zoom in even closer in the body, past the organs, we zoom in closer into the structures of the body, into the organs of the body, we'll see that not only is there connective tissue holding our organs and our structures in place, there's also microscopic connective tissue. Connective tissue between cells. We don't just have connective tissue between our organs, allowing our organs to hang in place. We got connective tissue between our cells. In the same way that our organs are held in place by connective tissue ropes, all 100 trillion of our cells are all held together by this connective stuff as well, this connective tissue, microscopic connective tissue as well. Remember, the body's composed of two parts. Isn't it interesting? Most of us are so confused by how our bodies work and why our bodies fall apart. Even medical professionals sometimes are confused about why our bodies fall apart. But in terms of how we're made up, we can simplify our structure very easily. We're only composed of two parts. Biologists call these parts parenchyma and mesenchyma. And those are just fancy biological terms for something very simple that we've talked about before on The Bright Side. I'll tell you what I mean when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. 855-660-4261 is our number. We'll be back with more good health information right after this. Don't go away.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on.
On the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. Check out our website, brightsideben.com, if you want to learn more about the Longevity products. If you want to join the Bright Side Ben team, click on the Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470 and help spread the word about the power of nutritional supplementation. We are talking about connective tissue and sulfur. Man, I love this stuff. Sulfur, highly electromagnetic. It's like a little biological rivet that glues everything together in the body. The body is composed of two main parts. Biologists call these parts parenchyma and mesenchyma, but I call them raisins and bread. Human beings are like raisin bread. If you look at a piece of raisin bread, you wouldn't say it's very complicated. You'd say it's just got raisins and bread. Likewise, the body is made up in similar fashion. Raisins and bread. It's not that complicated, at least what we can see. The connective tissue that holds the body in place, the stuff, the substance, the matrix that the organs sit in, or at a more zoomed, magnified view that the cells are sitting in, that's like the bread. And the cells and the organs, if you're taking a bigger macroscopic view, a zoomed out view, cells and the structures can be thought of as the raisins. The cells and the structures sit in the bread. They're suspended in the bread. They hang in the bread in the same fashion that raisins hang in raisin bread. The bread is a certain solidity that holds the cells and the organs together into a whole piece. The matrix, or the bread, what I'm calling the bread, is the stuff that the cells and the organs sit in. And that bread has to have a certain solidity in order to hold everything together effectively. If you want a crude analogy, think of a box of eggs. The eggs are all held in place by a hard cardboard box, and the hard cardboard box is a certain shape that allows it to accommodate and support the eggs. We've got a dozen eggs, and they're all sitting in their little pockets, and that keeps the eggs from breaking and falling apart and rolling around all over the place. The hardness of the box, the solidity of the box, keeps the eggs from slipping around, keeps the eggs, if you will, from prolapsing. If the box becomes less hard, if the box becomes softened, if the box becomes dissolved, the eggs are going to be in big trouble. Well, the connective tissue in the body is like the cardboard box, and our structures and our parts and our cells are like the eggs. At the microscopic level, our cells would be the eggs, and the stuff between the cells, the stuff that the cells are hanging in, would be the cardboard box. At a macroscopic level, the organs and structures would be the eggs, and the stuff around the organs and structures would be the box. In the same way that the eggs would be in trouble if our cardboard box dissolved, our cells and our structures are going to be in trouble if the connective tissue, the matrix that holds our parts and our cells together, softens and dissolves. Now, what does all this stuff have to do with sulfur? A lot. Sulfur, because it's so electromagnetic, creates electromagnetic links. It's like a magnet. Sulfur is like a magnet that pulls everything together. Sulfur's magnetic properties, sulfur's sticky magnetic properties, make it function like biological glue. Every single square inch of the matrix, the bread, the connective tissue, whatever you want to call it, is held together in the body via the electromagnetic biological glue properties of sulfur. The body is held together by sulfur. This is so important, folks. Without sulfur, you and me and our cells and our organs would fall apart like pearls on a broken necklace. Can you imagine what a mess a pearl necklace would make if it broke and all the pearls were all scattered all over the floor? Well, the body without sulfur is like pearls without a necklace. The necklace, the string that holds all the pearls together, it's all held together by sulfur. When you have a lot of magnetism pulling things together, especially pulling protein molecules together, you end up with hardness. In fact, or solidity. What we perceive as hard bones or hard muscles or hard nails or hard hair is really, at the microscopic, nanoscopic level, sulfur magnets pulling everything together, pulling all of our cells together. When lots of cells are pulled together on the microscopic level, what ends up being created on the macroscopic level is hardness. So sulfur
is what gives the body solidity. Sulfur is what gives connective tissue its strength. Connective tissue, if you look at it closely under a microscope, is like biological ropes. It's actually made up of little rope-like material. If you looked at connective tissue under a microscope, it would look like individual strands of rope or individual strands of threads. These threads and ropes are all wound up together to give them extra strength. If something is supported by a rope, it's going to have a certain amount of support. It's going to have a certain amount of strength. If something is supported by three or four ropes, it's got even more support. It's got even more strength. But if you take those three ropes, and now you glue them together, and then you wrap them all around each other, now you've got a lot of support. By gluing the ropes together and by wrapping the ropes together, you can dramatically increase the holding and supporting power of the ropes, and this is where sulfur comes in. You can think of sulfur as a little electromagnetic biochemical staple that staples or glues ropes together. This is how sulfur creates structure and hardness in the body. It's like a biological rivet that pulls all the threads and rope together that make connective tissue and creates a solid and coherent biological mechanical system, the system we call the human body. This is why the ancients called sulfur the essence of life, the universal life substance. In alchemy, sulfur represents the sun. Again, the sun is the universal substance of life. Do you know all of reality is constructed out of the sun, literally? Light from the sun bounces off of stuff, and that light hits our eyes. And we look at it around the room. You look at the table, you look at the chairs, you look at books, you look at your computer, you look at fan. What you're really seeing is sunlight that's bouncing off of stuff. Only God knows what that stuff is. It's bouncing off of stuff and it's hitting our eyes. So all of reality is created by the sun. What's really happening when we're sitting around living in our world, we're creating our world, we're creating our universe out of the sun. Whatever we see, we're creating it out of the sun. And likewise, as sunlight is the essence of all of reality, sulfur in the same fashion represents the essence of biology. Sulfur is the essence of the life force. Sulfur is the essence, according to the alchemists anyway, of all of material creation. Do you see how important this stuff is? To the ancient alchemists, sulfur was the most important of all of the elements. And to the human body, a case could be made that sulfur is likewise the most important of all the nutritional elements, at least arguably. In the body, sulfur shows up as that special essence, that special something that keeps our arteries strong and pliable, that keeps our bones and muscles powerful and resilient. This sulfur essence manifests as strong, white, pretty teeth. Sulfur provides structure to our hair and our skin. Wrinkles and damaged hair are basically a sign of sulfur damage. Split ends, wrinkled skin, that's what tissue looks like without the benefit of sulfur. It's like your tissue, your skin, have lost some of their essence. All right, we'll continue this discussion on the importance of sulfur. I'll tell you how you can get it into your body, and I'll tell you about some a real simple nutritional supplement that you can use to make yourself super strong, and this stuff is cheap.
Move over organic. The Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Back to the bright side. Tomorrow we'll continue talking about bones, connective tissue, sulfur, and I'll tell you about the most abundant and most important part of the body, the most important component of the body, and how you can use this stuff nutritionally and as a longevity supplement in a cheap and easy-to-use fashion to build strong bones and skin, to keep yourself looking younger, to keep connective tissue resilient and firm, and to keep your circulatory system running appropriately, to keep your heart healthy, to improve digestion, and even to lose weight. This stuff is ridiculously cheap. Everybody should be using it, in my humble opinion, on a regular basis. I'll tell you what I mean tomorrow as we continue talking about sulfur and bone health on the bright side. Our number is 855-660-4261. Time to hit the phones. Ed in Idaho. Welcome to the bright side. What's going on, buddy?
Morning. I'm 64 years old, have always worked out and been in good shape.
Okay.
I'm a former jogger and more recently a walker because of the problems I'm experiencing. I've even discontinued walking. This is due to injuries resulting from arthritis and a fracture in the fifth and sixth lumbar region probably some 30-some years ago.
Okay.
I currently walk with a limp and foot drop, and it's even difficult for me to walk.
Okay.
I have weakness in my left leg and hammer toes as well.
Okay.
Stairs are a challenge for me.
You want some advice?
The x-ray indicated disc degeneration and spur.
Ed, I got plenty of info, bro. Do you want me to help you out?
Sure.
Okay, a couple things. First of all, it sounds like you got some mechanical issues. The hammer toes indicate that you're not walking correctly, and your toes are curling up to kind of protect your feet a little bit. So what I'd be doing, first and foremost, is I'd be getting some mechanical work done. A Rolfer, a chiropractor. You know what Rolfing is, by the way?
No.
Okay, Rolfing is an amazing, amazing physical therapy where they break up scar tissue. When you have hammer toes, chances are you've got some scar tissue in there, especially if they've been curling up for a while. Your toes have been curling up for a while. Rolfing is a body work therapy where they break up scar tissue. It can be a little bit painful, but man, when you're done Rolfing, and I've had 10 Rolfing sessions actually. They do them in series of 10. When they break up that scar tissue, even though it's a little uncomfortable as they're breaking it up, you feel like a new human being. I encourage anybody who has any mechanical, biomechanical issues with their limbs, your skeletal system, your connective tissue, to look into Rolfing. That's spelled R-O-L-F. Ida Rolf was the lady who developed this therapy, and it is just absolutely, I cannot emphasize how wonderful this stuff is, how beneficial it could be for scar tissue, for breaking up scar tissue, and for biomechanical kinds of issues. So that's first of all. I'd have some manipulation done by a Rolfer, or if you don't want to do that, by a chiropractor or even massage therapist. That's first of all. Secondly, you're going to want to focus on inflammation. Chances are you've got a lot of inflammatory problems in the connective tissue, and anti-inflammatory strategies are going to be very important for you. And I'm going to go through this real quick, Ed. So I hope you've got notes, got a pen to take notes, or you can listen on the archives. Anti-inflammatory strategies. Number one, avoiding inflammatory food. Probably the single most important anti-inflammatory strategy you can ever use. And remember, all disease is inflammation. For you, Ed, we're talking about macroscopic inflammation, bigger inflammation, but all disease and all breakdown has an inflammatory component. Usually microscopic inflammation. For yours, it's more macroscopic. In any case, avoiding pro-inflammatory foods. Sugar is by far and away the most of the pro-inflammatory foods, although processed fats are right up there as well. So processed fats and sugar need to be avoided like the plague. I'd be staying away from anything that breaks down into refined sugars, starches. I would lay off all that stuff. Get your carbohydrates from vegetables as best as possible. And by the way, when I say starches, I'm talking about refined starches and carbohydrates. Try to get your starches and your carbs from vegetables as much as possible. Use anti-inflammatory nutrients. Vitamin C is the king of anti-inflammatory nutrients. I'd be doing high doses of vitamin C as well as vitamin E, which is a fat-soluble anti-inflammatory nutrient. 400 international units of vitamin E is a good place to be. The tocotrienol form of vitamin E has a little bit more anti-inflammatory properties than the cheapo form of vitamin E, which is called tocopherol. And then vitamin C, maybe 5 to 10 grams of it a day. Use hyaluronic acid. Use glucosamine. Get on the glucogel caps. Get on the Z-radical from Youngevity. One of my favorite anti-inflammatory nutrients, especially for you, Ed, this will be wonderful for the inflammation around your skeletal musculoskeletal system, is bromelain, which is found in the ultimate enzyme product from Youngevity. All digestive enzymes will typically have some kind of proteolytic or protein-dissolving enzyme, and that can have some wonderful anti-inflammatory properties. Make sure you're getting enough essential fatty acids, and take your essential fatty acids with digestive enzymes and with meals, and that can have a nice benefit as well. If you have any digestive problems, that will compound inflammation, so you want to make sure that you're correcting digestive issues as well. And if you have blood sugar problems, that will make inflammation worse as well. So you're going to want to control any blood sugar issues if you have, if you're pre-diabetic or diabetic. And if your doctor does a blood test and says you're not diabetic, that doesn't mean anything, because you could have problems with blood sugar and not be an official diabetic. So correcting blood sugar issues would be in your interest. Making sure you're getting enough protein as well, that can also be helpful for helping rebuild connective tissue. And listen up tomorrow as we continue talking about connective tissue, because Ed, indeed, it sounds like you do have a connective tissue issue. Connective tissue issue. Does that make sense, Ed?
Yes, I want to mention to you that my primary care physician, the chiropractor, and a physical therapist
really
recommended a neurological surgeon.
I'd be very careful with neurological surgery unless, I don't know what your case is specifically, and they know it better than I do, but I'd be really careful when they start to play around with cutting into your nerves, my humble opinion, Ed.
I said I'd never do it.
Saving us some manipulation, buddy, that's the best way to, that's the first thing I would do anyway. All right?
Okay.
Thank you. God bless, buddy. Hang in there. All right, Cecilia in Hawaii, welcome to the Bright Side. Thank you so much for calling. I think you're the gal I talked to on Friday, correct, or Thursday or Friday, Cecilia?
Yeah.
Good deal. Let me just introduce you to our callers. I talked to Cecilia, or to introduce you to our listeners. I talked to Cecilia last week, and she has a wonderful success story, and I practically begged you, Cecilia, to share it on the air, because nobody ever shares success stories, and I hear them on the phone all the time. So Cecilia's success story was so good, I wanted to make sure that Cecilia called in, and I had to bribe you a little bit, Cecilia, to do it. But you're here. So share real quick, because we only had a couple of minutes.
Yes, I started my 10-year-old on Youngevity's basic 90 package and have been working with him, getting him gluten-free so that all the vitamins and minerals can absorb well with him. And he has been on Ritalin for about 6 years, and he is now off of Ritalin, and it only took about 2 weeks to have his behavior completely cleared up and him feeling good and normal.
Praise God, Cecilia. That is the most amazing thing. I mean, I hear it all the time, but I'm still amazed when I hear that somebody can get off of their meds, their kids can get off their meds just by a nutritional supplement program. I mean, I've been hearing it for years, but I'm still blown away. And I got to tell you, as I mentioned this to Cecilia on the phone, the reason I got out of dispensing drugs as a pharmacist, and I'm still a pharmacist, I'm still a registered pharmacist, but I stopped dispensing drugs. I quit working at Albertsons and Kmart where I was working as a pharmacist because of Ritalin, because I couldn't, in good conscience, dispense these drugs to children. And folks, if your baby, your child, is on these poison medicines, what are you thinking? And doctors, what are you thinking by dispensing these things to children? They are much more sensitive than adults. They're growing, they're developing, and you can do tremendous damage by putting a kid on these kinds of poisons as they're growing and developing. Thank you so much for sharing that, Cecilia. And you got a package on the way, and I appreciate you calling and sharing your story.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696, or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors Borders Meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
On the bright side, pharmacist Ben here, 855-660-4261, Robert in Nevada. Welcome. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, not too much, big man. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. It's a pleasure listening to an even bigger one talking to you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Ben, I want to talk a little philosophy with you, if I may. Being the busy guy that you are, 5 day a week, talk show host and business owner, I doubt you do much TV, but I'm sure you no doubt know the story of the Jared Vogel Subway guy.
Oh, yeah. Heck, yeah.
Yeah. 15 years ago, he was 400 pounds as a college student, and then had an epiphany to lose weight. He started eating Subway sandwiches.
Okay.
And over time, he clearly lost weight, and he's now 6'2 and 200 and looks great.
Okay.
Now, I know that Ben Fuchs would never be caught dead in a Subway,
McDonald's,
Burger King at all. However, Ben, you got to admit the guy did lose weight. So
we don't know
question.
How he lost it, though. You don't believe everything you hear, do you, Robert? You're in Nevada, of all places. You should know you don't believe everything you hear.
Right? So what I'm saying, right? Ben, is
even
you don't
believe everything you see sometimes in Nevada, in Las Vegas.
No.
Right?
So you think it's subterfuge? You're not buying Subway?
I'd be very skeptical, but you know what? If he was eating like, 10,000 calories or 8,000 or 6,000 calories a day, and then he went down to 2 Subway sandwiches a day and got himself maybe 1,000 calories a day, he'd lose weight, but that doesn't mean he's healthy. You know, we assume that when you lose weight, you're healthy. It doesn't always work that way. You could be skinny and sick, too. You don't have to be just fat and sick. You can be skinny and sick. So just because Jared is 6'2 and 180 or whatever you said, 200, doesn't mean he's healthy. And I would guarantee if he's eating fast food, if he's eating Subway, he probably isn't healthy. So you can lose weight, eating anything, if you eat small, really minuscule amounts of it, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're healthy.
Interesting. Side note to that story, Yahoo News also reports that he sits on Empire worth about $15 million, which I also found interesting.
Who's this now? Say that again.
Jared. He's
worth $15 million?
Yeah.
How'd he get his money?
You have no idea. My assumption is his relationship with Subway, who also is doing quite
$15 million?
Well.
Holy moly. Yeah. I'm in the wrong business.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for sharing, Robert. I appreciate it. Thanks for the kind words, too. All right. Mary in Oregon, welcome to the Bright Side, and thanks for calling. I think you're the gal I talked to at the convention, no? Mary?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Mary.
You're on my name.
Hey, what's up, Mary?
You asked me to call because I am giving talks on the Southern Oregon coast.
You want to publicize your talks?
No, you just wanted me to share with everyone that since I don't have a shy bone in my body and we've got to get this message out, I just started giving talks. And so I learned from you and Dr. Wallach and Dr. Glidden. I've been studying you guys, you know, listening to every single one of your podcasts. So I'm as knowledgeable as possible up to this point, and I'm going to continue to educate myself. And so, yeah, it wasn't hard at all to come up with a 15-minute talk.
Well, good deal, and thanks for putting me in the same company as Dr. Glidden and Dr. Wallach. I appreciate that. That's fine company. And here's, Mary, why don't you, can you video it and YouTube it or send me a video of it? I'd love to see how you do it.
No, I do not put myself on the Internet.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much.
Personal belief.
Thank you for sharing. Appreciate it, Mary. Have a beautiful day, ma'am. God bless. Okay. Amanda in North Carolina, you're on. Welcome to the Bright Side. What's up?
Hi. Thank you. I'm having a hard time pinpointing my trouble foods, and so I am thinking of doing a fast, and I wanted some advice on length of time that I should do a fast. Should it be a full fast, or should I be using bone broth and the BTP, and then how should I go about reintroducing foods one at a time?
That's a great question. Great question. Okay, first of all, there's several ways to do a fast. The easiest way is just to stop eating for a couple of days, but some people can't do that. So if you're gonna fast, probably best thing to do is to start off by just taking a day off from food. And if you really absolutely feel like you have to eat something, try and push it off or try and hold off until the evening. So at least you give yourself 8 or 10 or 12 hours of no eating. If you really want to do it right, you want to do it for a couple of days and you want to just relax for a couple of days. Don't try to go to work. Don't try to do your errands. Just sit at home, sit on the couch, read. Just chill out for a couple of days and don't eat for a couple of days. If you absolutely have to put something in your system, do something bland, like very easy to process, something like lemon juice or maybe some bone broth, but something that's very easy to process. The idea when you're fasting is you want to give your digestive system as little work to do as possible. So if you're avoiding food entirely, obviously that's going to be the least amount of work for your digestive system. If you feel like you can't do that, then you eat something, you put something in your mouth or put something in your system that's very, very liquidy and very easy for the body to process. Personally, I like lemon juice. You can do a little bit of the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. If you feel like you can't do a fast, just by eating less food, you can reduce the work that your digestive system does. And just simply eating less food can have a beneficial, play a beneficial role in improving digestive health and digestive wellness. This is very important for any kind of immune disorder because after we eat, our immune system becomes activated. And folks, autoimmune diseases and many of the diseases, in fact, almost all of the health issues that we confront are immune inflammatory disorders that are exacerbated by the digestive process. And that means even eating good foods, even eating a salad can wake up and alert the digestive system and can amplify an immune disease or the immune response in an immune disease. So simply eating less food can be beneficial. As far as your second question goes, the second part of your question, how do you reintroduce foods? Well, there's a couple strategies there. First of all, you want to reintroduce foods very, very carefully, and you're going to find that after a day or two of fasting, you really don't want to eat. So again, try to reintroduce foods that are very simple for the body to process. Stay away from processed foods. Stay away from a meat or steak, which is difficult for the body to process. Stay with liquidy kinds of foods that are maybe pre-digested, maybe smoothies or soups that are pre-digested or vegetable juices that are pre-digested. If you're trying to find out what food you're reacting to, when you I call it hitting the reset button. After you fast, when you hit the reset button by fasting, when you're reintroducing foods, if you're trying to find what you're reacting to, there's a couple of strategies. One is called the mono diet, and that's where you eat just one type of food. So you'll fast for a couple of days, and then on the third day, you'll pick a food and you'll just eat that one kind of food, and you'll try to eat a food that doesn't have a lot of working parts. So say you suspect that you may have a problem with dairy. So when you're done with your fast on the third, you fasted for 2 days. On the third day, you just spend that whole day drinking milk, or you spend that whole day just eating cheese, or you spend that whole day eating butter, or whatever kind of dairy that you suspect you have a problem with, rather than eating foods that have milk or that have butter in them. You just eat that one kind of food. If you suspect that you're having a problem with wheat, you just eat bread. That's all you do. Not foods that have a little bit of wheat in them, but foods that are mostly wheat. You just eat wheat for that whole day. Or if you think it's eggs, you just eat eggs for that whole day. If you're okay with the eggs, then the next day you just eat the wheat. If you're okay with the wheat, then the next day you just eat the dairy. Does that make sense, ma'am? You follow me there? Do we have Amanda? Amanda? I don't know what happened to Amanda. Okay, well, I hope you're listening, Amanda. So you spend the third day just eating that one type of food, the fourth day eating one type of food, and the fifth day eating one type of food. Now, a couple of tips for you if you're trying to select a food that you think you're having a problem with. The biggest food allergies are going to be associated with grains of all kinds, not just gluten, people, grains of all kinds, eggs, dairy, and legumes. Those are the big four for food allergies. Legumes, eggs, dairy, and grains of all kinds. And then another hint for you, if you're trying to isolate a problem food, pick a food that you love. Because typically, or a lot of times anyway, we tend to have reactions to foods that we love, and we tend to love foods that we have reactions to. So if you're going crazy for crackers, or you're going crazy for candy bars, or you're going crazy for cake, or you're going crazy for scrambled eggs, whatever it is, pick a food that you're going crazy for that you absolutely love. And a lot of times you'll find that that's a food that you're having a problem with. So hit the reset button by laying off a food for a couple of days. If you can't lay off for a couple of days, lay off food entirely for a couple of days, have a little bit of bland or liquid foods just to keep you going. And then if you can't even do that, at least reducing your caloric intake during the day can have a beneficial effect on the digestive system. This is especially important for immune problems, for inflammatory problems. When you start reintroducing foods back into your system, try to pick foods you love and try to do the mono diet.
One more question, if I can get it in, about protein powders.
You know what? We're out of time, Amanda, but if you call me first thing in the morning, I'll take your call, okay? We're just flat out of time. I apologize. Call us back, and we'll talk about protein powder. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Tomorrow I'll tell you about a nutritional supplement that you can use. Cheap, easy, keep your circulatory system strong, keep you looking younger, and, of course, keep your bones strong and healthy. That's all the time we have for today. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Take care, folks. We'll talk to you all later. Bye for now.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.